In this bulletin, at least 20 dead in a shooting rampage in northeastern Thailand, Montaigne to represent Australia at Eurovision, and in basketball, the Opals are one step closer to qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. A soldier has killed at least 20 people and injured 31 others in a shooting rampage in northeastern Thailand. Police say the soldier opened fire in several places, including a house and an army base, before heading to a mall in Nakhon Ratchasima, north of the capital Bangkok. A Defence Ministry spokesman says police and soldiers stormed the Terminal 21 mall and helped hundreds of people to escape. Earlier, the soldier relayed his shooting spree through Facebook posts before his account was removed. The Qantas plane tasked with evacuating Australians from the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak is due to depart China in the coming hours. The plane was originally scheduled to leave Wuhan on Friday night, but didn't get clearance from China to land and spent Saturday in Hong Kong. Once the passengers arrive back in Australia, they'll be taken to an old mining camp north of Darwin to be quarantined for 2 weeks. While some Darwin residents are concerned about them being housed so close to the city, this woman says it's the perfect solution.
I can't see anything wrong with it, really. Like, not all of them have got the disease, so they've got to go somewhere so it doesn't spread. So what better place to put them? Christmas Island's just too expensive. We can't afford it. That's already out there, the facility, why not use it?
Meanwhile, an Australian child being held in quarantine on Christmas Island has been placed in isolation with a suspected case of coronavirus. A sample provided by the child will be tested on the mainland as a precautionary measure. Equipment which can be used to perform rapid testing for the virus is due to arrive on the island on Monday. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says the appropriate measures are being taken.
That person is well, certainly not a serious illness at this stage. They have been further isolated from the other people that are on the island, and the appropriate steps in infection control and indeed clinical care are being taken.
Authorities in Western Australia are urging people living in the path of Tropical Cyclone Damien to take care to protect themselves from floodwaters and storm surges. The Category 2 cyclone has brought heavy rains and severe winds to WA's Pilbara region. Assistant Commissioner Brad Delaval from the Department of Fire and Emergency Services says people need to stay away from dangerous floodwaters.
Some flooding will be occurring there, and we ask the community up there to take precautions and observe the warnings not to enter into those floodwaters or to be in those dangerous surge storm surges.
Sydney singer-songwriter Montaigne has been chosen to represent Australia at the Eurovision Song Contest to be held in the Netherlands in May. The 24-year-old beat out 9 other acts in the televised Australian Decides final on the Gold Coast, scoring the most votes from a combined jury and public tally with her song Don't Break Me. Other candidates vying to represent Australia in Rotterdam included Casey Donovan, Vanessa Amorosi, Mitch Tambo and Didiri. The ARIA-winning artist says she's excited to compete and hopefully win for Australia.
This is very cool, and I'm very excited to do the performance and to hopefully amp it up a bit too and just like train for it and get really good at doing it. I'm excited. It's going to be great.
In basketball, a sharper Australian women's side has relieved some pressure on its Olympic qualifying campaign, easing past Puerto Rico to all but guarantee a spot at the Tokyo Games. Despite losing to hosts France on Friday at the final Olympic qualifying tournament, the Opals managed to bounce back with a 100-74 defeat of the Puerto Ricans this morning. The top 3 sides at the end of the tournament will progress to the games, meaning only a shock-heavy loss to 15th-ranked Brazil could keep the Opals from heading to Tokyo. And now a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 30 degrees. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, 31. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 26. Cloudy in Hobart and 21. Rain in Canberra and 20. Rain with possible heavy falls in Wollongong, 22. Similar conditions for Sydney and 24, Rain with possible heavy falls in Newcastle, 25. Showers with a possible storm in Brisbane and 29. A shower or two in Cairns and 33. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, also 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.